TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Who are we? What's going on?
I don't know. Do you have a list for this week?
I will.
You filthy son of a bitch.
Don't you worry about what I'm doing.
I still maintain that my list does not include things that you both don't like. It's things that one of you or the other of you don't like.
Okay.
If you don't like that, you can suck my dick. Which is actually on the list of the things that you both don't like.
Ah. S and your D?
Yep.
I almost got my list. So let's start it, and I will have it done by the time it's that time.
Nothing like finishing your homework in class, Noah.
That's right. That's how I do it. I wasn't particularly excited about this list.
So fuck you, Andy. That's what he's saying.
I thought it was clever. Chance for conversation.
Well, I guess, we don't want that.
Something to break up the monotony of this fucking relationship, but whatever, Noah.
I guess, I don't really think about, stuff that you don't like that much as more to opposed to things you do like.
Oh, I see.
I don't sit around going, oh, yeah, Andy doesn't like this, Tim doesn't like this. Obviously, there's some things, that I know that's pretty obvious.
You don't notice it when we bump up against it every so often?
I guess I just don't note it.
We don't matter, Tim.
Well, you can list out one of the things I don't like.
What, being called Tim?
Not mattering to Noah. Yeah, not mattering to Noah.
No.
maybe I like not valuing my friends, and my friends don't like that.
I do value you. I just don't value the things you don't like. How about that?
It's a cop-out, but all right.
I like assuming that my friends enjoy everything I do and never checking that assumption.
All right, shall we sync up so we can get this shit show on the road?
Yes.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about kids making bad decisions, we talk about religion, we talk about gay marriage. I swear it's funny though. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, friends.
And lovers.
Friends and countrymen.
Lend me your buttholes. I like to fuck buttholes.
Oh.
Alright, well, that was probably an awkward way to start. Hi, this is Tim, the T in TanCast.
Well, Tim, that's definitely not something that's going on the list, because,
Oh, dear.
I'm Andy, the awkward A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in, TanCast.
I do know TanCast.
But do you know it biblically?
No.
I've been all up in TanCast guts.
All right.
All up in those guts.
Okay. Get out of the guts.
Okay, fine.
I can't help it.
He can't. I've checked. What is this madness?
This is Sparta!
Oh, is that what this is?
I was hoping one of you would go for that.
Oh, anyone interested in some Ted Laugh?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Ted Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, because that'd be the bomb. Write it on a fan mail and do us at yourmomatancast.com. Because now Ted Laugh time. Today with our jokes, you know it's just a
I suppose.
Sure, why not?
I'm trying to cut back on the mirth and merriment because I think it's making me gain weight.
I think eating might be making you gain weight, Andy.
Nope.
Burn.
Maybe.
I think it's your utter lack of movement outside of walking to the fridge that is making you gain weight.
Oh. Wait. He moves
I'm
when
sorry,
he
I'm
eats
sorry.
Him.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm projecting. I was like, Damn it, I'm trying to bring this back around on me.
You know, you're definitely projecting, because I don't walk to the fridge. I've got a six-year-old for that. I have found I get winded trying to open that heavy-ass door, so he can go do it.
There's an app for that, children. I sit.
Yeah.
You go. Tan laughs. I haven't even opened up my male thing.
All right.
Oh,
I've opened up my female thing.
What?
Does this mean Andy has both? Well, I've got some from Tyler.
Oh, I was going to grab some from the Laffy Taffy that we got out of the pinata yesterday. Give me 1 second.
Laffy Taffy.
So,
got that Laffy Taffy.
Oh, shit. Know what, talk a little more?
What?
More than what?
What? Andy, what? Andy, what?
Yes, Noah. It sounded like your audio was going out. I needed you to test it, but apparently this is the game we're playing today.
How do I sound now?
Like my fucking six-year-old. That's how you sound. No, in all seriousness,
I don't know if
you sound
means,
okay.
Andy.
I think it was just transient. I was saying you're infuriating and difficult to spend time with.
I don't know what you're talking about, Andy.
You don't?
No.
Well, wait till you hear this episode, and you'll be like, shit, I am a dick. No, I think it was just a transient problem with your network.
Okay, I'm back, everybody. Who missed me? Anybody? Nobody? All right, great.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I got a good one.
Wait, Tim was gone?
Oh. Now I found another thing I hate.
We don't value you, Tim.
What?
That's good, bud. Now can you close the door?
We don't value you. Value
yes.
you? Value you. I can say it.
Yes. Value.
Value you. One.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Shall I do mine from Tyler?
Do it.
From back in February?
Back in February when things were awesome.
Yes. And we were celebrating black people. So in celebration of black people, why did Catwoman refuse to date Mr. Freeze?
Because he's black?
What? No.
No. He's not black.
He gave her the cold shoulder.
Oh. And the clap.
Oh, yes. Why did Catwoman flush the toilet?
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh, yes, there's five.
Because...
to flush black people.
Because it was her duty. What is Batman's favorite part of a joke?
The punchline.
Very good.
The punch him in the dick line.
I gotta tell a dick punch story later. What's Batman's favorite kind of drink?
Fruit punch.
Very good.
Aww.
What did Catwoman say to Spider-Man?
Punch you.
Stop bugging me. I gotta go back to the one about Catwoman flushing the toilet because it was her duty. I think Catwoman is probably the least duty-bound anti-hero in DC.
I mean, I don't know. That's quite a bold statement, but yeah. I get with your overall point.
Thank
She's
you.
Not a very duty-bound character.
No. Catwoman would be more likely, I think, to be like, someone else's problem.
I think that's more of a Captain America joke.
It does. It really does seem that way.
Rewrite.
Rewrite approved.
Tell it again, Andy. Tell again.
Why did Captain America flush the toilet?
I don't know.
Because spoilers for Age of Ultron? I'm just kidding. I just realized you hadn't seen it yet, because you've seen it Monday, right?
It looks like it's going to be a little bit later than that.
Okay, well, I was just going to say because blah, 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 plot point, and I was the very last second, my brain was like, don't say that!
Because reached through the phone and punched him in the dick. Because it was her duty.
For him.
Wait a minute, you kept the gender the same. That doesn't work.
Oh, no!
We should do the same spoiler that you saw, Tim.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say, in fact.
Just say it, just for no reason.
Yeah, I've seen so many random clips now because I keep seeing things where they're interviewing people who were in the movie, and it's like, now let's show another clip. I'm like, I think if I arranged all these clips correctly, I've seen the fucking movie.
Yeah, I saw way too much of that movie before I saw the movie, and I also had some random asshat on Twitter spoiled something for me.
Oh,
and for no particular reason, just like,
nope,
I'm gonna ruin this.
I was looking at an Avengers tweet. Because I was going to tweet them, you know, I was going to mention them in a tweet. I'm like, is this really their Twitter handle? And I looked, and like the first response, like I just looked at the tweet, and you could still, you on the phone, it'll still show you the first response to the tweet, like, you know, and however many other ones will fit on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, here's a spoiler. I'm like, who are you and why are you an asshole? some random guy in, I think, the UK. Fuck you, UK guy.
It still cracks me up, that picture of the poster for Marley and Me, and someone spray painted on it, the dog dies.
I think that one cracks me up because I don't give a shit about that movie, and because exactly. It just seems so fucking manipulative.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm also just fucked up. Like, people are just walking by like, "What? Oh, fuck you."
Hey, I think I'd like to see it. Nope, never mind.
At least I know I don't want to see it now.
No,
like,
this is
I would
true.
Hate to have found that out midway through the, or, you know, at the end of that movie. Like, oh, wait, this is shit. Noah, you got a 10 left ready, or shall I?
Go for it.
All right. This is from a package of Laffy Taffy, which I only discovered yesterday. The reason they call it that is because there's jokes on the wrapper.
Oh, I thought it was because they laugh as you rip your own teeth out.
I thought it was because you laugh at anybody who gives you this as a goddamn candy, and you throw it back in their fucking eye hole.
Oh, yeah.
Because candy is awful.
Awful.
Anyway.
And so fucking much of it winds up inside of, like, who, they only keep Laffy Taffy, I think, to be cheap filler for fucking Halloween multi-packs.
Well, and my mom, bless her heart, got the candy for our pinata for my Michael's birthday party yesterday, mm-hmm. and she got two whole bags of Laffy Taffy. I was like,
Was it only Laffy Taffy?
No, that's not all that was in the pinata, but.
No. I mean, was that all that was in those bags?
Like, yeah, it was all Laffy Taffy.
So somewhere out there, there are mad. There are crazy people, I guess, including your mother, God bless her, apparently, who think that, like, Laffy Taffy is a thing to be consumed. I had always thought it was like styrofoam, like they just tossed more in, so it's like, wow, this is a shitload of Smarties and Sweet Tarts I'm getting. It's 48% Laffy Taffy, fuck my ass.
48 was a good percentage.
Thank you.
anyway, so here are the jokes from the Laffy Taffy. How do trees get on the internet?
They log on.
That's right.
Laffy Taffy, I'm going to take your name away.
I like Laffy Taffy, by the way.
That was submitted by Rachel G. from Los Angeles.
No, you got one
kid.
More for your list, by the way.
What doesn't get wet when it rains?
My penis?
It should say wetter.
Water?
Yeah, close. The ocean.
Oh.
You know what, Tracy P. of Canyon City, Oregon? Your joke is bullshit. Fuck you, Laffy Taffy. All right, that's it. That's just two jokes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. Well, I mean, I could go get the many more pieces of Laffy Taffy that are still in the house, but...
Two bags worth.
Come on. You got to.
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't.
Okay. These are funny.
Who are they from?
They are from Anti-Pickup Line.
Okay.
Is that a website?
Yeah. It's connected
to... You sure it's not Anti-Pickup Line? Like, I'm going to go pick up an anti?
Shh! He was talking!
No! I talked now.
It's related to antijoke.com.
Okay.
So here are some replies to pickup lines. Haven't I seen you someplace before? Yeah, that's why I don't go there anymore.
Brilliant.
I'd like to call you. What's your number? It's in the phone book, but I don't know your name. That's in the phone book, too.
I love it.
Your place or mine? Both. You go to yours, and I'll go to mine.
I'm getting the sense that this woman really does not want to be bothered with this guy.
What? I'm a photographer.
Crazy.
I've been looking for a face like yours. I'm a plastic surgeon. I've been looking for a face like yours.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Oh.
Damn. Hurtful.
Okay, I'll do two more and then I'll be done. Guy, what are you doing Friday night? Girl, not you.
Classic.
And then, hi, didn't we go on a date once or was it twice? Must have been once. I never make the same mistake twice.
that one doesn't seem like a real pickup line. That just seems like
fuck
a setup for that punchline.
Oh, wait, I got two more. if I could see you naked, I'd die happy. Yeah, but if I saw you naked, I'd probably die laughing.
Aww.
And then last one. I would die for you. Prove it. And ooh, done.
You ended on the weakest one.
Sorry.
Weak. Weak sauce. That's some weak tea.
Indeed. Noah did not keep it 100 with that joke.
Oh, wait. This is. I think this is a good one.
Oh, here he's redeeming himself. Here it comes.
Oh, he feels
he's
pretty confident about this one. Let's see if it's warranted.
You've been tired. Sorry, you must be tired. You've been running through my mind all day. You look like a rapist.
You did it.
That's legit. You brought it back.
All right. Don't now. Don't do anything else.
Nope. That's it.
Nope. Now you just got to kill yourself.
Wait.
There's no up from here.
No.
Wait, what?
No, you've got to answer the musical question.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Not bad.
So, pretty good. On on Saturday, uh-huh. I went to a mountain biking trip with the youth group I volunteer for, and my kids just don't fucking listen. And, like, I don't know if you've ever felt this about your kids. They're doing something stupid, and you kind of want them to, like, fuck up and hurt themselves, but not too bad. Just a little bit so then they will learn their lesson.
Yeah. I occasionally go through those mental gymnastics when I'm dealing with Drew. I'm like, don't pet the cat. The cat's giving you all the signs. The cat's going to scratch. You know what? I'm just going to shut up. Yeah, look at that. The cat scratched you.
So
now you got the fever.
We went mountain bike riding, and a couple of the rules were, you know, they wanted them to ride with hands, and they didn't want to do wheelies. Two kids hurt themselves doing fucking wheelies, and they still were doing wheelies. One kid, like, banged up his shin, and, like, it was on the ground rolling around, you know, in pain for a little bit. Fucking, at, like, 10, 15 minutes later, was doing fucking wheelies. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, kid? Don't you fucking learn your lesson? And the kid hit himself in the balls.
No.
Like, in the balls, was rolling on the ground. Like, he might have been crying. I'm just like, and then they arrive with no hands downhill. I'm like, you know, I just want them to fall and not really hurt themselves too bad, just enough.
Like road rash. Like road rash just all up one thigh where it's, like, super inconvenient and you got to, like, sit on one cheek for a week.
Just enough so, like, you would learn a fucking lesson, kid. But then it's like, you know, I probably did the same exact thing when I was a fucking kid.
Yeah. I was going to say, the kids that hurt themselves and then went right back to doing it, on the one hand, I want to say you can't teach stupid. On the other hand, I remember exactly how stupid I used to be.
Used to be? Da-da-da-da-da-da. I make fun of Andy. For reason.
I know.
But then it's also that thing is, like, we've gotten to the point where either you're the adult and they just want to have fun, right? And they're just like, I'm just having fun. Like, why are you trying to ruin your fun? I'm like, you know, I remember being that way. And it's like, why are there all these rules?
Like, you know what the rules are for? So that you can have fun. Because you know what's not fun? Speaking of someone who has broken his arm, breaking your arm. That's weeks worth of not fun. That's weeks worth of, it wasn't fucking worth it.
Sometimes you have to learn that lesson.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, we had a pinata at the kids' party, and I was like, okay, everybody. Before we get started, at some point, candy is going to fall out of this pinata. Do not run towards the candy until the bat is no longer being wielded by the child who just hit it. You will get smacked in the head.
With a bat, it'll hurt.
And then a couple parents are like, yeah, these kids are not listening to you. I'm like, regardless, I've made the disclaimer, none of you can sue me.
Keep a hold of your kids. Now it's on you. You can't say, I've never seen, what is this, a pinata? I don't know what that is. Is that a type of fruit?
Well, because Michael was at a birthday party, I don't know, about a month ago, and, like, it's like we had at least a Nerf bat. Like, it was like it was covered in the foamy stuff, uh-huh. so like the impact would be somewhat mitigated. But like this one's like an aluminum bat, and they're just taking a crack at the pinata, and like it was like tink, and then like a couple pieces of candy fell out, and so the kids were like, "That's only a couple. We gotta get in there now." And so all the kids just descended. Meanwhile, the kid is still swinging at the pinata, and it's like an inch from this kid's head. It's like, I was like, "Oh!" Fortunately, my kid is like, I'm going to sit this one out until there's plenty of candy for everybody. My kid is Captain Cautious.
The poor blindfolded kid hears a tunk. It's like, I connected. It hears like a scattering noise. It's like, it's full of chiclets?
Oh, those are teeth.
I'm like, I hope I don't have to explain this.
Like the kids were like, look, some of us are going to die, but some of us are going to get candy. Freedom!
And looking back, would you trade every day from that one to this for just one chance at Laffy Taffy?
All the kids run the other way. Fuck it!
Laffy Taffy, no bat required.
Laffy Taffy grapes delicious.
No, it hates his teeth.
I have strawberry fresa?
Fresca?
Strawberry fresa.
Fresca?
Is fresa Spanish for strawberry?
I think it's fresh.
No, I know how the words fresh is spelled.
Well, how is it spelled?
Fresca.
F-R-E-S-A.
Oh.
I don't know. What is a fresa?
Internet! Give us answers.
Spanish for strawberry. Thank you, Google.
There we go.
I guessed right.
Good job, Tim. You smart.
I am so smart. S-M-R-T. That's from The Simpsons.
It is. And apparently it was a goof that made it in.
Oh.
Apparently Harry Shearer was so far into his Homer Simpson character that he actually spelled smart S-M-R-T and then corrected himself and they kept it.
Fun facts.
From Andy.
Left field facts from Andy.
It was kind of related.
That's true. Midfield facts from Andy.
Like, this is a left field fact. They're doing a sequel to Fight Club, the book.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
Fighter Club.
It's called Fight Club 2. And I think it's going to be a comic book.
Fight Club 2, Tokyo Drift.
It didn't have Vin Diesel.
Oh.
I like thumping.
Fight Club 2, fight harder. Two fight, two furious.
Alright, that's a good one, too. That's a good one.
Now here's a left field fact. Did you guys know that Taryn Killam from Saturday Night Live married Colby Smulders?
No, I don't even know who those people are.
Colby Smulders is Maria Hill and How I Met Your Mother
Robin.
Lady. Maria Hill from The Avengers.
Oh, got it. Okay. Still don't know who the other person
is. The other dude is on SNL.
A guy who's winning at fucking wife.
Yes, he is.
Instead of winning at life, he's winning at wife.
Yep.
I just made that up.
110%.
Well, she's a terrible person.
Who cares? Look at that booty.
I know.
Sure, she berates me every chance she gets and fucks other dudes, but look at that booty.
That booty makes up for an awful lot of character flaws.
That booty comes home occasionally. Sometimes it's even clean when it does.
All right, Andy.
Oh,
that was
that's going weird.
Way you went.
Yeah, okay. Taryn Killam is like the new can-do-everything guy from Saturday Night Live. Like, he's in every fucking sketch.
Oh, yeah. Now I know who it is.
That doesn't...
No.
I was like, that... I'm guessing that Noah's heading there, too, but that does not help at all.
probably mostly Andy, because I don't watch Saturday Night Live that much.
Probably.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sorry,
looking
no
at his
picture
now. Still know who that guy is.
Did you ever see, I guess you wouldn't care because it was more making fun of Atlanta and that's why it's famous here. When a couple of years ago, Atlanta had a snowstorm where we had like 12-hour Like people just stuck on the roads, like overnight, being rescued by like emergency vehicles picking people up off the highway. They did a bit on Saturday Night Live where there was a an old Southern dandy talking about mint juleps and like waving himself with his handkerchief, and kept calling Seth Meyers things like Sethery and stuff like that, and it was him.
Nope, I did not see that.
Oh, okay.
I know that's going to shock you to your core, as that was the thing you said ahead of time, like, oh, you guys aren't going to remember this.
Apparently, he was also in 12 Years a Slave. You know.
Yes, I was going to say, he's one of the guys who tricked the guy into slavery in 12 Years a Slave. So he was in the movie for about 2 minutes.
Hey, man, you want to get on this boat?
Oh, sure.
No, it was, hey, you want to come play... play violin at our traveling circus show. We'll pay you a shitload of money. Sure. Wakes up inside slavery. Damn.
Inside slavery.
Yep. Inside slavery.
Ew. Inside slavery.
Yep.
The new series from Fox.
So yeah, that was my week. Just wishing little kids will hurt themselves. No, it was overall was good.
Oh, so like my every week.
I had a good time, but just sometimes you're like, come on, guys. And one kid. I don't know why. He does not respect me. Like, I was trying to tell him something. Like, can you look me in the eye? He just would turn his head. I'm like, really, kid? Oh, well.
I'm a big, intimidating black man.
He actually told me once I was soft.
Oh yeah.
I remember you talking about this kid before.
Yeah, yeah. So, there you go.
Wasn't it like he told you were soft and, like tried to, like, jump at you, like, to make you flinch or something like that?
Yeah.
And you pounded his ass into the grass.
Fucking kids.
I mean, you know, and not, to be fair, like, these kids live in a not great neighborhood and have to deal with shit that I ain't never had to deal with. So I can't fully understand, like, where they're coming from.
I'll tell you where they're coming from. Hell. Oh, I'm sorry. That's where they're going.
No.
That's right, kids.
No,
clean up
no,
your act.
No. No, Tim.
Tim had the
Jesus
arrow
doesn't
on that
forgive,
vector.
Jesus doesn't listen to your sob story.
But I had a growing up trouble.
Hell.
But I was my environment.
Hell.
The views
I said
goddamn it
are
once. Expressed solely by Tim are his own.
I don't think anyone agrees with these viewpoints. I don't even agree with these viewpoints.
Just in case someone from that group is listening.
Oh, yeah. In case someone from that group is listening, I don't even know these kids. I'm sure that they're diamonds in the rough, as they say.
Also, Tim's a horrible person, so...
Yeah, there we go. Tim's bad. Bye.
Classic.
The callbacks begin anew.
Take that, Nicole.
Who was in the theater next to us while we were watching Avengers.
I saw her.
Yep.
Not in the theater next to us, in line.
Yeah, she watched it a half hour before we did.
Oh, yeah, she did. I don't know what that means.
Probably a sidebar I could do later, but nope, I'm doing it now. When is the weekend you're out of town? Next weekend?
I have a thing, not this weekend, the weekend of after the 9th. So
the 16th, 17th?
Yes.
All right, so the 6th, so that's the week we will release our Avengers spoiler episode of me, Jeff, and Noah talking about it.
And then I'm also gone the 29th, 30th.
And that's the week we will release my day.
The Kraken.
No.
The Kraken.
No.
No?
No.
Why no?
Because I said no.
But the Kraken.
Yeah, leave your fucking Kraken where it isn't.
Okay.
Yeah, in Tim's mom's mouth.
Oh,
hey,
damn.
Hey, you Cockin. Shut your fucking filthy
no,
face.
No, it's not in there. It's in her axe wound.
Stop. Oh, stop it.
It's in her gluteus cleft.
What?
Her minge.
What is happening? Why?
There was a nurse on the bike trip yesterday, and he told me that the word for ass crack is gluteus cleft.
Gluteal.
Gluteal. Was it gluteal? You're probably right, Andy.
Probably. I usually am.
Not likely.
Always fucking.
He's dumb as shit.
And his cock is in your mom's gluteal cleft.
Her front butt. Still my favorite. I don't know why.
Here's something I'll put on my list of things I like that someone doesn't like.
Shut the fuck up.
Good times.
So I got some stuff from this week. Okay. Speaking of kids not listening, Drew spent a lot of time on timeout. So my wife went and picked him up from school, and he decided to run out into the parking lot, her, without looking whether there was cars or anything like that. So he got yelled at. She was actually going to, I think she was going to take him to the park and didn't because of that. So instead they had a conversation, basically the whole car ride home, which is, you know, probably 5-10 minutes, about her talking to him about the fact that he, has been like really conspicuously not listening to her, where it's like, if I yell at him, he snaps too. Like it's not like he respects me. It's like, he's afraid of me. But, you know, it still gets results. But, like, no matter what she does, like, he won't fucking listen. So then there was something else. I can't remember what it was. It was, like, she had told him it was time for dinner, and then, like, he just kept on going on playing with Legos, and then she told him again it was time for dinner to go wash his hands, and, like, he kept playing with Legos. And then, like, I yelled at him and told him to go sit on timeout, and he could wait for dinner. And she started having the conversation with him again about, you know, what did we just talk about in the car like an hour ago? And he's just staring at her, like just empty-eyed, like if he stares at her for long enough, this will end. Look on his face. So he went and sat on timeout for not listening to her and for the fact that he couldn't even remember that she had just had a conversation with him about not listening to her. So we get a little bit later in the evening. He gets in trouble again for not listening to her, and I said, Drew, what did you literally just spend, like, 15 minutes on timeout for earlier this evening? Making bad choices, and those bad choices were, choices that I made that were bad.
You can't fault him for that answer.
I'm like, holy shit. Well, this is the thing, is, like, he's really started to go with, you know, whatever he's in trouble for, oh, I made bad choices. Like, I don't have to actually listen to what I'm getting yelled at for. I will just, if anybody asks, say it was bad choices.
He's got a future as a politician.
Yeah. And I'm going to fucking ignore whatever else was going on and do whatever I wanted to do anyways. So he spent the whole rest of the evening, probably about 15, 20 more minutes on timeout. And I told, like, when I was sitting up to timeout, I felt a little bit like evil mastermind-ish, but I checked in with Caitlin and she said it was okay. Because I told him, I'm like, you're going to go sit on timeout, and how long you spend on timeout is completely dependent on you. If you can remember why you went on timeout earlier this very evening, what specifically it was that you got yelled at and put on timeout for, as soon as you can say what it was, you can get off timeout. So if your butt hits that seat and you remember, if you have that aha moment, you can get off timeout. And if not, you can sit there until the rest of us are ready to go to bed. He sat there until the rest of us were ready to go to bed. And then,
wow. That is commitment to being a dickbag.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he kept...
Which children have?
You talking about Andy or him?
The kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he kept coming up with, like every so often, like, oh, I think I know. But then it was, like, just some variation of made bad choices. I'm like, no, you just thought of a different way to say it and think maybe it'll get by. Like, you really did not internalize this at all. So then it progressed to the point where, like he had still has candy left over from Easter, because we've been, you know, sort of doling it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there.
Caitlin's like, said something like, "Oh, you know what? I didn't have any dessert tonight. I'd like some candy." I'm like, "Okay, I'll bring you some candy." She's like, "Bring me some of Drew's candy."
Oh,
I'm like, "Oh shit,
now
just got
shit got real."
Yeah. So I started to bring it up. She goes, "No, you know what? Drew needs to come downstairs and take some medicine. He can bring me his candy when he gets back up."
Oh, shit.
I'm like, that's fucking diabolical. I like it. So...
Mommy don't give a fuck.
She ate one of his pieces of candy in front of him. Not like, nom, nom, like in his face, but just like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to, you know, you're getting ready for bed. I'm going to watch TV and, you know, get my medicine ready for tonight. And while I do it, I'm going to enjoy this tasty candy that is now mine. You've lost it. That apparently is what got fucking through to him, because he was like, I got in trouble because I wasn't listening to you and I haven't been listening to you. It's like, candy is what it takes.
So he knew this whole time, and he was just being a jerk?
No, apparently that's what, like, I have to assume, God, I hope, that it's just like that jostled it loose. Like, apparently that shocked him enough that he actually thought about it, as opposed to just, you know, la 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 la, just sitting here doing whatever, thumb up my ass.
I mean, that is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if timeout was the thumb of my ass, I'd, you know, timeout all the time, please.
I'm having a timeout right now.
I never stop timing out.
Is that why your thumb always smells like ass?
Yeah.
Why are you always smelling his thumb? That's what I want to know. Don't, it's like every time I see you, you're grabbing his hand and sniffing his thumb. It's weird.
It's what we do, Andy. It's what we do.
Speaking of Laffy Taffy and bats and tooth removal, I was eating Chinese food. It was like rice.
Liar.
Okay. It wasn't Chinese food.
I knew it.
What was it, Andy?
It's Chinese-ish. I guess it was American Chinese food. Yeah, it was our version of Chinese food.
Fortune cookies. Chinese people don't even know what those are.
Well, it wasn't a fortune cookie.
All right. Somebody know what they are.
You may continue then.
It was it was rice and General Tso's chicken.
Yeah, that's not Chinese.
I know. So I bit into, I think it was just like a little piece of rice, and all of a sudden it felt like one of my teeth just shifted, like maybe it had popped right out of its socket all of a sudden.
No!
It was like sharp pain, and then like...
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah. And I was like when it
it's
happened...
on my list.
When it happened, I was like, I'm going to look like Tim.
I'm
first it was ow, then it was ow, fuck, and then it was, oh god, I'm going to have a gap tooth smile for a little while. Because it felt like the tooth just like let go, so I'm like, I'm gingerly like probing around with my tongue, I'm like, nothing's happening, everything's okay, I'm like, okay, it's fine. And the rest of the evening was fine. I get to work the next day, and I'm on a conference call, and I'm chewing gum because I'm not talking on the conference call. And, like, all of a sudden, like, I guess, like, the gum hit the same spot or whatever it was. And, like, I got that same, like, just cold shot. And, like, Adam looked over and saw me and just sees me, like with my hand in my mouth and, like, my eyes wide or something. I don't know, maybe sweating profusely, perhaps. But I was on mute, so, I spat the gum out. I was like, that was a lot of pain in my tooth all of a sudden, and it's not going away. So it kind of dulled down to... like a really, really distant sort of just uncomfortableness, went into the dentist the next day and found out that I had actually, like, everything felt okay, just like distant pain. Apparently, I had chipped a chunk of enamel off the back of one of my canine teeth. I don't know how I did this. I wasn't, like, you know, eating concrete or anything else like that. My supposition was it was biting down on the chicken, caused the crack, and then chewing the gum removed the piece of enamel. Like, just took it right off. So they stuck some Bondo on there and shot it with some ultraviolet laser shit, because we live in the future and that's how they do dentistry now. And now I have one tooth that feels weird and I can't stop rubbing my tongue on it. But the pain seems to be gone.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you don't look like Tim. Yay!
No! Yay!
Fuck you both right in your dumb face.
We love you, Tim.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I love you. You're my friend.
Go fuck yourself.
You're my favorite.
Shut up.
You're my favorite friend, Tim. I love you so much.
Kill you. Tim. Die.
Love you.
Shut up. Eat a bag of dicks.
And speaking of Adam, somebody on Facebook this week called him a white abolitionist.
Who's Adam?
You've met Adam.
Oh, the guy you were just talking about that saw you.
Yes, work with. Oh. Yes. Yeah, you met him both. You both met him last year.
Yep. Couldn't care less.
Okay. So the dude calling him a white abolitionist did not mean it in the sense that, you know, like Victorian era, I am a white person attempting to abolish slavery would have. It was not that. Dude was accusing Adam, I guess, of being somebody who wanted to abolish white people.
I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, they fucking suck.
Well, I mean, you know, kill Whitey and all that, but that's more slaughter, not abolish. I mean, abolish is like you want to do it through the legal system.
Well, yeah, I want, yeah, like the people who want to make it illegal to, make it legal to execute gay people in California.
There's people that want that?
They've got a, some dude in Orange County tried to get it on the ballot this year.
What the fuck?
I think it got enough signatures to actually get on the ballot.
What?
Or something.
What the fuck?
Whatever, it made it to the next step. I don't think we're going to vote on it, but I think it made it to the next step.
Keep it classy, Orange County.
How have neither of you heard of this?
I don't know.
I'm Googling Matthew Gregory McLaughlin, California lawyer, proposes... ..
Not to a dude. That much we know.
A ballot measure allowing execution of gays. A group of California legislators has filed a complaint against a lawyer who's proposing a statewide ballot initiative that would allow gays and lesbians to be put to death by bullets to the head. The so-called Sodomite Suppression Act.
Gotta suppress them sodomites.
Is he making a point?
Yes, I'm an intolerant dickhead. I think that's the point he's making.
Under his proposed law, people found guilty of spreading sodomite propaganda would be fined $1 million or see jail time.
Sodomite propaganda.
Yes, and gays, who he refers to as sodomites, would be banned from holding public office. So the legislature's LGBT caucus is asking the state bar to review him. They believe that he is violating the requirement that attorneys act in good moral character. Yeah, I think so.
They're just saying that because they don't want to die for all their gayness.
Yeah.
That's pretty self-serving to me.
It also seems, you know, like self-preserving, not self-serving. So I think the LGBT caucus is operating on a higher level than the kids with Noah popping the fucking wheelies downhill with no hands. It's getting worse, I know, as I tell it, but that's how stories do. Wow.
I'm just saying, maybe we should get an independent person to look at this because they clearly have an axe to grind.
Oh, God. Somebody was actually making arguments like that to the Supreme Court. I'm like, you know, this is like the top level of judges in the nation. And I know that two of them are huge homophobic assholes. But I really don't think that this shit about, oh, well, they have an axe to grind is going to fly with the rest of them. It's like, so they're looking out for their own rational self-interest. They're fighting for their own equal access to marriage. Yeah, fuck them. They're definitely not the right people to be asking opinions of.
I'm sorry, I completely derailed whatever you were talking about. The white abolitionist.
Well, yeah, that was actually coming back around to Baltimore. But let's stick a pin in that, because the gay marriage thing, we were trying to explain to Drew last night that there are some people who are against gay marriage.
Why daddy's leaving mommy?
Yeah. Steve's got a sweet ass, what can I say?
Steve's got a big old butt.
I say what?
I told you I'd be true, but Steve's got a big old butt.
So I'm leaving you.
What? See ya. That's what it was.
Steve's got ass, Jimmy's, ass and Jimmy's, ass, Jimmy's, Jimmy's. See, I changed it. Anyways, I'm trying to explain to Drew that, you know, not everybody believes, as mommy and daddy do, that two adults who love each other is nobody else's fucking business to tell them not to get married. And I said something about, well, you know, your grandma and your pop don't agree with that. They think that, you know, two men or two women shouldn't be able to get married. So then Drew started asking a bunch of questions. So we started explaining, well, you know, some people think that that's what God wants. And, you know, Drew, to tell you, it's, you know, you should not be mad at your grandma and your pop. You shouldn't, you know, yell at them or tell them that they're wrong or anything like that, because they know that we think that they're wrong, but they're family. And if you just tell family you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, that's, you know, not very loving. And in fairness to them, until, you know, probably a year or two before I met your mommy, I used to think the same way until I, you know, kind of widened my worldview and realized that, you know, the people that I'd listened to when I was growing up who told me God wants this and God doesn't want that, that maybe they don't fucking know. And I didn't say it that way, but, you know, maybe they don't actually know, and maybe I shouldn't just take their word for it like they heard from God. And then Drew started asking questions about God and, like, you know, what does God think? And said something about, like, everybody believes in God. I said, no. Some people believe there's no God. Some people just say that they don't know. There's like a billion people in the world, you know, in India mostly, who believe in a whole bunch of gods, or at least a whole bunch of emanations of some other god that appears like a bunch of different gods. And it's, I'm like, And even the people who only believe in one God don't necessarily think the same thing about that one God, like where that God comes from and what that God is called and how that God should be worshipped and all the rest of that stuff. So then he started asking questions about, you know, what's a Hindu, you know, what's Hinduism, what's a Muslim, what's a Christian? And I said something about, I was like, well, you know, your grandma and pop are Christian. And then Caitlin feels the need, and your daddy and I, like, and I texted her, like, right after that came out of her, I'm like, you could have just left that alone. You could have left that right where, she's like, well, I didn't want to confuse him. It's like, well, so instead
you did just confuse him.
You did. You lied to him. Because even if you're uncomfortable with saying it, and some days you are and some days you aren't, I don't. I don't anymore. I'm saying this kind of loud. He's out there somewhere. But it's
he's out there somewhere.
Yeah, listening. Always listening. Like, I know, and I know my wife listens to the show, and I'm sure she's absolutely thrilled for me to be, you know, airing this laundry in front of everybody. But,
hi, Caitlin. We love you.
But just more of, like, you know, my own internal struggles of, like, because we've talked about the whole thing with, you know, me and Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny and all that stuff, where I, you know, kind of feel like I'm being a bit disingenuous, that I'm perpetuating a falsehood, something that's not true.
Thank you for letting us know what a falsehood is.
Sorry.
Oh, leave him alone, Tim. Go ahead, Andy.
I apologize. Thank you, Noah.
Sometimes you got to break this shit up with a little bit of Andy insults.
Yeah.
And then the crowd's like, oh, we're back on board. Yeah. We're still Tancast.
Oh, we're still Tancast. Okay. What the hell are we listening to?
It's not Andy's TED Tech Talk. Yeah. Or TED... Fuck. Now we can make fun of Tim and then Andy can talk again.
No, Tim, we're not going to stoop to your level.
No.
I will. Fuck Tim. He doesn't even talk right. Stupid queef licker.
Yeah.
What? So wait, you fuck your wife, and then when she queefs, you like lap at the air? Like in front of her vagina? Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
No, you didn't say queef laughing.
You're overthinking it.
No, I just wanted to fuck with you. Because I knew you'd be like, nope, that's not what I'm saying.
Wait, is that what LL Cool J has been doing all these years? Does he just have like a higher level of queef sense than the rest of us? And he's just...
Dear. Oh, I thought you were implying that the LL stood for like lapping labia. I don't know what.
Yeah, I still don't know what he's talking about.
No, just at random, he licks his fucking lips.
Yeah, all the time.
Got it.
So much he does that.
Because ladies love him. Ladies love Cool J.
I guess it's because he catches their passing queefs. Their vaginas blow him kisses, and he catches those
passing
kisses.
Passing queefs.
Lapping him up. Anyways, so I think last night's the first time where I got like more than just, you know, a little miffed, where like I was a little bit pissed about that she had done that. Like,
so you kicked her in the teeth.
Yeah, right in the teeth.
No, Andy, I don't really recommend that.
Oh,
gosh.
No, sorry. No, I just fed her some General Tso's, and then, you know, nature took care of itself.
I don't know what that is.
That's the type of chicken that I was eating and lost a bit of my tooth.
Oh, got it.
It's a callback.
All right, I'm with you now.
Okay. Yeah, so I was texting her because I didn't want to have that argument in front of Drew or, you know, like wait until later and stew on it or whatever. So we could have, you know, a quiet conversation back and forth, passive aggressively. But then that's also when I texted you guys, because I was like, if I don't just, like, blow this off to my dudes, then I'm probably going to get, like, super pissed at my wife about this.
My dudes. We are dudes.
You are dudes.
We are your dudes.
We are your dudes.
My dudes, yes.
Your
I can't just call
dudes.
You my niggas. I'm way too white for that.
Yes.
You watch yourself, black white guy.
I know
I was going to call you a black guy, because you're not a black guy.
You watch yourself, black white. You over there. You know who you are. And what your race is.
I'm white chocolate. I recognize this fact.
Anyway, so you texted us, and then you two fought it out, and you've decided you're now a family of chicken sacrificing Satanists.
Yes. Yep. We got to
a
really
good.
I thought
that's where the story was going.
We got to a really good chicken sacrificing goat fucking kind of place.
And then you give the sacrificed chickens to that place.
Yes.
And they make them into tooth chipping chickens.
Cheep cheep.
That was hell of a walk, Tim. But I'm going to support you on that.
I thought you would. I was like, Andy's got to be on board for this.
Because you're my dude. Yeah, so no, there really is no resolution. Just more like, just more confusion of me being like, hey, so like when... I was going to say, when do I get to come out of the closet with my kid? But that's like, so underselling the kind of shit that people who are actually in the closet go through. So I should not appropriate that shit.
Yeah, white person.
I think for a one-off joke, it's fine.
Okay. Well, in that case, no. Appropriate away. I don't know when I get to come out of the atheism closet with my son, and it's really starting to weigh on me because I feel like on this more than anything else, when he finds out Santa's not real, he just finds out the toys came from somebody else. When he finds out that Easter Bunny is not real, oh, well, the candy came from mommy and daddy. When he finds out that God's not real, then he's going to start questioning, like, what is the meaning of life? What is death? What is the nature of the universe? I think that's kind of a bigger deal.
But you realize you don't have to have the answers, right?
I know I don't have to have the answers. It's just like the more I feel like he's being built up with that worldview and, that the more he's being fed that line, the more I feel like when he finds out, no, daddy doesn't believe any of that shit, that's going to be like, that'll be more like a betrayal than the other one where it's just sort of like, oh, well, parents like to pretend with their kids because it's cute. This is more like, yeah, daddy totally fed you a line of shit he doesn't believe about how the whole universe works.
Yeah, do you buy that, Noah? You got it all quiet.
No, I'm just pondering. I mean, it's tough to be no easy answers. I don't have a kid, so I can't say obviously there's no right way to do it. It's just kind of I think you just gotta figure out what works for you. I mean, I think you should just be like, I don't know. For me, I feel like we should be more honest with our kids than we are. I think they can handle more stuff than we think they can. And
I kind of feel
think,
the same way.
Like, but also I realize when you're raising a kid with somebody else, you can't just do whatever you want, right? Like, it's a joint effort.
And there's the problem, because I'm always fucking right, but I'm not allowed to be right this time, and it's killing me, softly.
With his words.
Yes, his song, but close enough.
His words is one of the lyrics.
No, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
Nope, I don't think that's right.
Were you listening to the Fugees version? Because fuck that version.
That version's really good.
I hate all versions of that song.
One time... Two time. Oh, you just wanted to be heard.
There's another thing I like that Tim does not. Salt.
Oh, shit. Wycliffe. Oh, which one should I switch? Speaking of which, should we get to that? We can go in for... Oh, Jesus. We're going for an hour.
Holy shit. Maybe next time or just power through this?
Maybe next time since Noah probably didn't even finish his list.
No, it's done. But what about the other question I asked you via text? Do you think that would be a quick thing to do at the end? Or do you just want to end it?
I don't think we're going to wrap that up in 6 minutes.
We could, but if you want to do it, Tim, fair enough.
I think it deserves more than 6 minutes of us rushing through it so we can be done. I think it's a interesting topic.
Okay.
Oh, well then I'm going to have to go back and change my totally joke answers.
Still, even as joke answers, it's more interesting than just rushing through
it. Okay, fair enough. I can send my joke answers for another week.
Well, so I will tease it, and then we'll get back to it maybe next week. So
you got to tease it. Don't squeeze it.
Maybe we'll do them both next week.
Oh, actually, let me do some movie reviews since we're at the end. The reason this is gonna be quick. The reason I came up with this question is because I saw a movie called Frequently Asked Questions about Time Travel, and it has Chris O'Dowd in it and Anna Faris.
I believe I've talked about it on the show before.
You seen it?
Oh yeah, like a year ago.
I liked it.
Yeah, he did mention it on the show.
Did you like it, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
So, as you know, this is kind of a spoiler. They had what they called the editors in that movie, and they would go back and sometimes kill an artist right after their peak, what they considered their peak, so they would have diminishing quality of work. And so my question to these guys was, who would you kill? If you go back in time and kill somebody, who would you kill and, what? Like, after what point? At what point in their life?
That was funny, because when you asked it, I was like, I feel like this is a plot to a movie I've seen.
It is a minor. Well, I don't want to say minor, but yes, it is a plot point.
Yes.
The other thing I watched this week that I've been binging on, I guess, is anime called Psycho Pass. Oh, and I feel like I should read. And I think I mentioned it last week, did I?
Yeah, you should read. It's important.
Did I mention it last week?
No.
Okay, so it's set in the future, and everything is determined by this system called Sybil. And it determines if you're a criminal or not and decides if you should be arrested or killed. You basically have a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, you did. I didn't recognize it by the title.
Reads your aura or like how cloudy you appear or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
And so if you get upset.
Exactly. I finished it, and that is probably one of the best anime series I've seen in a while. Like, it's just a very interesting concept and kind of like...
Quit bragging.
Where they went, like, after... From when I was told you about to now... There's a main villain who's kind of throughout the series, and just like kind of like what he does is super interesting. And you think about like if your whole system's based on this one thing, like, and something, and it's not a new thing, but something kind of changes your viewpoint. Like, what do you do? And also kind of touches on points of like, is if you do something kind of bad, but it's for the overall good, is that okay?
No.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
I could have saved you a lot of time.
So, if you have time, I say watch Psychopaths. If you have time, watch Frequently Asked Questions about Time Travel. They're both enjoyable.
Is
what if I don't have time?
Is Psychopaths available on streaming?
It is.
Ah, so this is
the second season. That is not, but the first season wraps up nicely. Like, the story is told. It's not like you're...
Of a river that flowed and made me sad to think it was dead.
What?
Fuck.
I've been through the desert on a horse
with
no name.
On a horse with no name.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop talking now.
Okay.
You're done.
So that's it.
Well, I've got a little bit of steaming pile that's also a Tancast movie review. I saw Gojira. The new one. The new one, yes. It's on HBO
and?
Streaming right now. It was good. I have a huge spoiler, though. So toss in the noise.
No! God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Okay, but we haven't seen it. Or at least I haven't seen it.
I've seen it. Well, so
fuck Tim. All right,
no,
great.
Tim, I was just going to say, Bryan Cranston shows up a lot more in the trailer than he does necessarily in the movie.
Yes, this I've heard, okay. So that doesn't... Okay,
I was pretty sure you'd already heard that one, but yes.
Shithead.
But, I mean, in terms of being a... it was a minor spoiler at best. But in terms of being a good Godzilla movie, wow, it can hardly be worse than the Matthew Broderick one from the 90s. But it was definitely a decent Godzilla movie. I know some people were complaining that like Godzilla looked fat or looked too thick or whatever, but I just thought he looked more like, you know, a realistic animal would look, you know, less like a dude with a skinny dude neck in a suit.
Well, you know, he's in America now. Of course he's going to be fatter.
Oh yeah.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but I felt like the humans had no business being there in that movie.
It was, well, I think the reason the humans had no business being there was because the humans were fucking idiots. So yeah. They do things like, hey, there's this thing that monsters are going to go for. Why don't we stick it on a train track where you can't make a left or right turn and then transport it in the middle of the night with people walking alongside the train tracks? Like, why don't you put it in a big, like, fucking lead-lined case where the monsters can't sniff it out and, like, fly it there or something? You know, we've got supersonic jets. I'm pretty sure those monsters, big as they may be, aren't going to fucking keep up with it. I'm pretty sure you can get it from point A to point B a lot faster than slow-moving, walking-speed train with the thing just on a flatbed truck on the back of the fucking train. So, yeah, I agree that the humans were there just to be fuck-ups, and then Godzilla was there to be the hero. Or villain, depending on your point of view.
He's just a force of nature, Andy.
He is. He was. And I felt like that was handled pretty well. I also thought they did a really good job with the reveal. It seemed very Cloverfield-esque in the reveals, where it's like you see a little bit, and you see a little bit more, and it's sort of like people where it's like, shit's going crazy. I don't have time for, like, you know, long lingering shots on the monster. A huge fucking paw just landed next to me, so I'm going to run away from it now. So I thought they did a good job of building tension with that kind of filmmaking. Like, it wasn't like found footage like Cloverfield, but I mean, you know, that sort of like slow reveal of the monster that tends to work out pretty well for monster movies.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I give you a slow reveal of my monster.
Yep.
Yeah.
One ball just casually drops out. And Tim's like, oh, wait, is that my ball out?
And then the running and the screaming. Ah!
Gojira!
Testicula! Test tequila. That sounds like...
I've tested it.
Doing tests on tequila. Yeah.
I tested this much tequila. Then I was praying to my god, Copenhudi, on the porch. And then I was no longer on the porch. I was face down in the lawn.
All right.
Also, Daredevil, as you guys know, I finished that, and I don't want to put any spoilers in there, but it was definitely a great first season, and I felt like they did a really good job of telling a fairly well-contained first season, like a real arc, start to finish, with some revelations and some resolution and everything you want in good plot. But they'd also set up a whole bunch of other stuff that they don't really touch on. Or it seems to intersect with a lot of other threads that I feel like are probably going to be used in, you know, season 2 or 3 or 18 or however long this thing runs for.
100.
Season 100. Daredevil's got a walker that breaks down into a bunch of little tiny sticks that he can throw at people. But then he's got to hobble over to them and pick them all back up again.
They're doing two more Netflix series. I think it's Luke Cage. Uh-huh. And Jessica, I can't remember what her name is. I don't know the hero. I've never read that comic. Anyway, and then they're all feeding into an Avengers-type series of all of them.
Yes.
Okay, if you already knew that, then go fuck yourself.
Oh, sorry, I did already know that.
So then they're all going to have their own series together? Is that
right.
What you're saying?
So everybody has their own. Everybody has a season of their own, and then they a season of all of them in one show called The Defenders.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know if I'll watch it, but cool.
Of course you won't.
And I'm wondering if the Defenders is going to cross over into the cinematic universe, like the movies portion of the cinematic universe, or if it'll continue to exist, you know, kind of as a tangent on Netflix.
I don't know.
No, do I don't.
But I do know that Daredevil has also been greenlit for another season that'll be releasing next year, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Because I'm hoping they show some more shit with the ninjas or the Chinese, whatever the hell was going on with them.
The Hand.
Yes. Well, the Hand or the ninjas.
The Hand.
Yeah. Mrs. Gao, I don't know what's the deal with her people.
The Hand.
The Hand. I was going to say it again.
It's all the Hand?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't finished it.
Okay. Well, finish it up.
Maybe.
Then we can...
And that's one of the things I hate about Noah. Spoilers for next week.
Wait, no, it's not what you hate about the person. It's something you like that you think they don't like.
That's what I mean. It's one of the things I like, finishing things I start. Noah doesn't like that. Hates it.
Oh, goodness. So, the tease for next week, Noah?
You already said it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well,
did. I'm sorry, because of the... my brain not function well.
Oh,
like, I thought we took a tangent into talking about frequently asked questions about time travel, but that was actually you discussing the thing for next week, and now I'm all caught up on the episode I've been recording with you.
Never trust Annie to quickly wrap up an episode. That's my...
you're doing it like a kid wielding a pinata bat.
Oh, I should... I had another better... I better one. Anyways.
This week I hate it when I get a sudden rush of cold feeling that reaches from one tooth all the way to my balls.
I'll sign up on that. I don't like that either. Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. So for the after show stuff, the thing on Facebook was the guy was trying to make it out like that everything that's going on with Baltimore is actually people trying to take away white people's quote-unquote privilege. And he was claiming that that's just exactly what Hitler did with the Jews. And Adam, who is Jewish, and the offspring of Holocaust survivors, like tattooed in the death camps, most family dead Holocaust survivors, came into that thread because a friend of his had commented in it with, you know, basically like a, oh, really? This is what you think? That's what you think the Holocaust was? Then the guy tried to toss in, like, what had happened to white South Africans where there was, you know, backlash against them. He's like, wait, so are you seriously, like, trying to say that what happened to white people in post-apartheid South Africa is the same as what happened to the Jews in the Holocaust? And that's when the guy called Adam a white abolitionist. And that's when Adam let the guy have it. And he was showing me the poster of this guy, like, the whole day. And, like, as I'm reading, I'm like, I feel like you really want to let loose on this guy. He's like, I feel like I don't want to do it at work because I really want to put some thought into this. I'm like, just do this for me. If you're going to engage, if you are going to go punch this dude in the dick, follow through. Don't stop until you get through the taint. Don't punch to the target. Punch through the target. And my goodness, Adam punched through the target. He lit this guy up. He's like, you are an idiot, because the privilege that Hitler was taking away from the Jews was their citizenship to make them less human than the rest of the Germans. And the shit that happened in South Africa was because the white people, a minority, had been holding the vast majority of the people down using violence and laws. And what's happening in Baltimore is the offspring of years of slavery, followed by Jim Crow, followed by segregation, followed by economic segregation of a minority by the majority that you are a fucking member of. Nobody is trying to abolish fucking white people. I'm like, actually, I was like, because that's the Facebook version of golf clap.
All of this was just about an internet argument?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. I thought this was a meaningful conversation.
Oh, no, no, nobody.
I thought, like, a real interaction take place, but are you telling me that people said dumb shit on the internet and other people straightened them out?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Weren't you paying attention, Tim?
You know what? In fairness, no, I wasn't.
Okay, fine. I'm going to stop this right now because I feel like the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to spoil Age of Ultron for me.
Oh, I'll tell you what happens in the end of Age of Ultron.
No, no.
I don't care about that conversation.
Oh, okay.
No, you weren't recording for that nice long, nice loud laugh at what I said, were you? Damn it! I have to. Hopefully, you laughed at something else earlier in the show, and I'll just put it in there.